This week on Base, two quiet but massive shifts are happening at the same time. JP Morgan just put a regulated bank deposit token on Base, and AI agents are suddenly some of the biggest users of block space. If you thought Base was just a memecoin casino, the combination of JPMD, AI agents, and cross-arch bridges is about to change how liquidity, custody, and even who is actually sending transactions all work. Put together, this tells us a lot about where money, power, and attention might shift next. You're watching Base Digest by Optimism Show, where we track the infrastructure, projects, and creators shaping Base Chain's future. This is not financial advice. JP Morgan quietly turned up JPMD, a USD deposit token, on Coinbase's Base. Think of JPMD as the regulated on-chain representation of a bank deposit account, not a private stablecoin, but literal dollars sitting inside JP Morgan, tokenized. Because it's mapped to regulated deposits, JPMD is built for treasury desks, settlement flows, and B2B payments that want 24/7 instant finality. On Base, that opens the door for institutional cash management products, yield-bearing short-term instruments, and compliant settlement rails that plug straight into DeFi and payment apps. Deposit tokens like JPMD are structurally different from USDT, USDC, or algo stables. They sit under banking regulation, often interest-bearing, and in many jurisdictions covered by deposit insurance. As institutions start preferring these for real-world balances, the composition of stablecoin liquidity on Base will tilt toward bank-backed and fully compliant instruments. Zoom out, and this is part of a broader cluster. Visa expanding on-chain settlement with Aquanow, Circle pushing Arc Testnet and its CPN partners, and Coinbase rolling out global prime custody. That cluster is basically saying institutional capital wants low-cost, compliant L2s as settlement hubs, and Base is positioning itself as one of those hubs. So, what does that mean for you if you build or trade on Base? First, liquidity. Expect more volume in highly boring pairs. JPMD, USDC, USDC, USDT, and other bank-issued tokens. Second, operations and compliance. Custody, exchange integrations, and KYC AML pipelines become first-order issues. The teams that are ready with clean custodial support, legal opinions, and audit trails will capture the first serious inflows. If institutional dollars are starting to use Base as a settlement layer, the next question is, who else is competing for that block space? The answer might not be humans, it's bots and agents. Scale deployed a layer 3 on Base that offers gasless, high-throughput execution with near-instant finality, essentially a sandbox for high-frequency, programmatic workloads. This combo points to a Base future where autonomous agents, not just users with wallets, are a major block space customer. If you can build rails for machine-to-machine payments, subscriptions, and AI-driven strategies, Base becomes a core infra layer for always-on financial automation. Machine traffic changes the shape of demand. Instead of spiky, human-driven bursts around launches and narratives, you get relatively steady, predictable flows from agents and bots. That impacts how you price gas, plan capacity, and think about ordering, latency, and MEV, especially when thousands of agents are competing for priority. On the technical side, gasless L3s like Scales let you run noisy workloads off the main L2 while still settling to Base. That's great for UX and throughput, but it pushes Base into a settlement and coordination role where sequencer performance, batch timing, and MEV protections matter more than ever. So we've got banks and bots lining up on Base, but in the short term, the loudest activity is still very human, meme coins. Traders are increasingly shifting their meme coin exposure away from Ethereum mainnet and into Base. Names like Brett, Deegan, and SPX6900 have posted outsized short-term gains and have been responsible for a big chunk of recent on-chain noise. For Base, this is user acquisition and volume in a box. Meme cycles are onboarding new wallets, lighting up DEX, and generating fees. For builders, there's an opportunity to capture these flows with better launch tooling, safer trading UX, and MEV-aware infra. The structural drivers are straightforward. Fees on Base are a fraction of Ethereum's, Coinbase provides a clean on-ramp for US users, and traders like the contained playground feel. They can rotate capital quickly between a smaller set of narratives without burning gas. We've covered institutional dollars, machine flows, and memcoin retail. The final piece is, how easily can outside liquidity reach Base in the first place? Apex Fusion is building bridges that connect very different blockchain architectures to EVM environments. As part of that, Skyline deployed BAP3X, a bridged version of the AP3X token, onto Base using Layer 0's OFT standard and Blade EVM. BAP3X now has liquidity live on Aerodrome and QuickSwap with incentives active, so there's real capital already flowing. This opens the door for DEX aggregators and yield strategies on Base to tap assets and narratives from non-EVM and alternative EVM stacks, like Cardano/Apex. Cross-arch routing opens new best execution paths for DeFi on Base, boosting potential TVL but introducing extra bridge and message layer risks for liquidity providers. Put together, these four stories tell a clear story about where Base is heading. JPMD and the broader institutional stablecoin wave say, Base is becoming a serious settlement venue for regulated money, not just speculative capital. SKALE's L3 says a lot of the next wave of demand will come from machines, not humans, which means Base has to optimize for throughput, predictability, and MEV-aware ordering. Memecoin rotation shows the present. User growth and volume are still heavily driven by speculation, which is both a stress test and an acquisition channel. And Apex Fusion's cross-arch bridging says liquidity from very different ecosystems will increasingly treat Base as a routing hub, bringing both TVL and new risks. If you found this useful, subscribe to The Optimism Show and follow along for weekly coverage of how the Superchain and its member chains are actually evolving. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.